Hi, this is Miss Smith. I'm going to be reading chapter 13, Tilly Tells the Truth. Mona had never scurried so quickly. She followed the stream this way and that, all the way back up to the hotel. The moonlight glimmered off the water, showing her the way. She reached the tree with its huge canopy of branches and tiny carved heart just as the sun was beginning to awaken, stretching its rays across the forest. Mona didn't hesitate. She opened the door and dashed inside. There was no one in the lobby. The guests must still be sleeping, thought Mona. But the staff would already be up, eating their breakfast, and so she scampered down the stairs and burst into the kitchen, where, as she expected, the staff were all gathered around the kitchen table. "I saw wolves!" cried Mona. Everyone stared. Tilly stopped fidgeting with her food, her mouth open in surprise. Mr. Hartwood looked at Mona stoningly, but Miss Prickle smiled and said, "You're back, dearie. Now where in the forest did you?" started Miss Higgins. "Hush now, at once," said Mr. Hartwood. "Miss Mona, please go to my office or take a seat. Your stories must wait. First, we eat." "But, Mr. Hartwood, Miss Higgins, Miss Prickles, you have to listen. I saw wolves, a whole pack of them." "Hush, I say." Mr. Hartwood was looking more and more agitated. "The hotel hasn't been found by wolves yet. Why would they now be a threat? The wolves don't even frequent Fernwood Forest." But, "They've been seen nearby," stammered Giles. "I heard a guest discussing..." "Enough," bellowed Mr. Hartwood. "But you have to believe me," cried Mona. "If this is about Miss J, I thought we welcomed all guests here." "As we should," said Mr. Hartwood, his tone suddenly softening. "And from now on, we will. I was concerned small guests might be in danger from large paws, but instead of taking the time to make proper accommodations, I was a fool and made a rule. That must change. No excuses." After a pause, he continued, more sternly now, "But there's another matter here, Miss Mouse. By leaving without speaking to me, you broke my trust and your pledge."
I stammered Mona, trying to explain. But the explanation came from Tilly.
"It wasn't her fault," cried Tilly, leaping up and knocking over a bowl of honey. "It was mine." Everyone froze, even Mona. Tilly's tail twitched behind her head. "It was my fault," Mona laughed. "I tricked her. I said she had to, that she would be fired."
"You did?" humphed the badger. "Please explain."
"Indeed," said Miss Higgins, rubbing her nose furiously.
"I'm sorry. I thought that sooner or later you would choose her over me," Tilly gulped. "Mona was doing so well. She soothed the skunks and the swallow, and she rescued us from the bear."
"You did, dearie?" Miss Prickles looked over to Mona, impressed. Mona nodded, blushing.
Tilly continued. "She did. She talked the bear into leaving. I knew, but didn't say. She's a good maid, a better one than me, and if she says there are wolves, then we should believe her."
Tilly's speech left the room silent, except for the plop, plop, plop of the honey spilling over the edge of the table. Mona couldn't believe it. She tried to catch Tilly's eye, but the squirrel didn't meet her gaze.
At last, Mr. Hartwood spoke, but it wasn't to Mona or to Tilly. It was up to the ceiling, as though he was speaking to the hotel itself.
"So the wolves have found us at last."
"No, they haven't," piped Mona. "Not yet, but they will. They know about our lights. They are watching the forest to see which tree gets lit up. Then they will come, unless we do something."
"But what, dearie?" said Miss Prickles, whose quills were flared out, though her voice remained calm as always. "What can we possibly do?"
Mona had no idea.
but Mr. Hartwood did. With no lit tree, there's nothing for them to see, he declared. We simply don't put up the lanterns.
But what about the party? The lighting of the hearth, said Miss Higgins. All this week, the guests are expecting...
No fire, said Mr. Hartwood, with a worried look. The smoke will rise and catch the wolves' eyes.
What about the food, said Miss Prickles. My ginger cakes, my acorn souffle.
Mr. Hartwood looked increasingly troubled. No feast either, I fear, he said, shaking his head. The delicious smells might draw the wolves near.
So, no festival, then, Mr. Hartwood? Said Miss Higgins, her nose redder than ever. First the summer festivals, and now...
Mr. Higgins placed a comforting paw on hers, and she almost smiled. But then Mr. Hartwood said, No festival. This is serious. Hurry. Before they wake, place notes under all the doors of all the guests, informing them at once of the change of plans.
The Hartwood Hotel. Dear guest, we regret to inform you that the first snow festival has been canceled. There will be a meeting in the ballroom this morning for any questions. Signed, the Hartwood Management.